Inside Syria's Torture Prisons by Anne Barnard. Gaziantep, Turkey. Syrian security officers hung Mohammed Gabash from his wrists for hours, beat him bloody, shocked him with electricity, and stuck a gun in his mouth. Mr. Gabash, a law student from Aleppo, repeatedly confessed his actual offense, organizing peaceful anti-government protests. But the torture continued for 12 days, until he wrote a fictional confession to planning a bombing. That, he said, was just the beginning. He was flown to a crammed prison in Metza Air Base in Damascus, the Syrian capital, where he said guards hung him and other detainees from a fence naked, spraying them with water on cold nights. To entertain colleagues over dinner, he and other survivors said an officer calling himself Hitler forced prisoners to act the roles of dogs, donkeys, and cats, beating those who failed to bark or bray correctly. In a military hospital, he said he watched a nurse bash the face of an amputee who begged for painkillers. In yet another prison, he counted 19 cellmates who died from disease, torture, and neglect in a single month. "I was among the lucky," said Mr. Gabash, 31, who survived 19 months in detention until a judge was bribed to free him. As Syria's President Bashar al-Assad closes in on victory over an 8-year revolt, a secret industrial-scale system of arbitrary arrests and torture prisons has been pivotal to his success. While the Syrian military, backed by Russia and Iran, fought armed rebels for territory, the government waged a ruthless war on civilians, throwing hundreds of thousands into filthy dungeons where thousands were tortured and killed. Nearly 128,000 have never emerged and are presumed to be either dead or still in custody, according to the Syrian Network for Human Rights, an independent monitoring group that keeps the most rigorous tally. Nearly 14,000 were killed under torture. Many prisoners die from conditions so dire that a United Nations investigation labeled the process extermination. Now, even as the war winds down, the world's attention fades and countries start to normalize relations with Syria, the pace of new arrests, torture, and execution is increasing. The numbers peaked in the conflict's bloodiest early years, but last year the Syrian network recorded 5,607 new arrests that it classifies as arbitrary, more than 100 per week and nearly 25% more than the year before.